On a February morning, with no snow on the ground, crews were covering large white sheets of felt with snow that was trucked in. Even filmmaker Guillermo del Toro, who is leading this project, was appreciating the irony.
Yes, that's like bringing tacos to Mexico. I really didn't expect that.
Del Toro made those remarks while joining Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz and Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown inside City Hall, where the latter two declared this week Guillermo del Toro Week.
As you can all see, work is already underway on the set of Nightmare Alley, and we are very pleased that City Hall is providing one of the backdrops for this movie that is being filmed.
Del Toro's latest project, Nightmare Alley, is based on the novel by William Lindsay Gresham, set in the underbelly of the 1930s traveling carnival culture. Bradley Cooper and Cate Blanchett are among its stars. Del Toro says he also looks forward to working in a city he has truly developed a fondness for.
I've been really taken also by the cultural life of the city, by the activity, by the youth that is renovating the city in aspects of culture, small cinema clubs, bookstores, independent movement in music, in comics, in film. I really think it's a city that is revitalizing and rediscovering itself.
There will be some road closures to accommodate shooting. Thursday from 11 a.m. until 11 p.m., Niagara Square and streets immediately surrounding it will be closed. The production company is picking up the cost of any police overtime. While not providing a more precise number, officials from the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission say the economic impact of this latest film project will be in the millions. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.